This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's a fact that the cost of living for Malaysians has gone up significantly thanks to the introduction of the GST last year, exacerbated by the weak ringgit. As a result, there have been many suggestions what Malaysians can do to mitigate the situation. Most notable was one from International Trade and Industry Deputy Minister Dato' Ahmad Maslan, suggesting Malaysians should consider working two jobs to manage the rising cost of living. Not surprisingly, social media users responded with scorn. But does Ahmad Maslan have a point, though? Is working two jobs actually feasible for Malaysians? Gopal Krishnam, Secretary General of the MTUC, disagrees.
More than 100 years ago, ILO has already came up with the guideline where a worker only need to work 8 hours job, 8 hours rest, and 8 hours sleep. And the principle until today, practically all the developed countries are still maintaining. And here, for the minister to say that every Malaysian must do more than one job to cater for his income is something that difficult for MTUC to accept. Maybe it is possible for some certain job where at the moment there are some jobs they can do from their house. It is maybe possible for that, but not the manufacturing sector and others, which consists of majority of the workforce. It is not feasible. And in furtherance to that, with the abundance of the migrant workers, whether they are documented or undocumented, which counts for more than 6 million, there is no opportunity for Malaysian to go for another job. In fact, Malaysians are already started to lose their job at this point of time. How can you go and get another job?
Lee Man Wai from Success Concepts, however, thinks the idea of working two jobs has actually been around for a while.
Personally, I don't really know what the big hoo-ha is about working two jobs, because I think a lot of Malaysians are already doing this, especially with Ahmad Maslan. He did mention it in relation to some of the technology options where you can work online. Even before that, I think a lot of people were working two jobs. A lot of people are involved with MLM, and a lot of people do consultation on the side, do part-time tuition. So I don't think it's something that's new.
In reality, some employers do also enforce clauses prohibiting employees from working a second job, Man Wai explains.
I think it again depends on the individuals. Some employees have stipulations in the contract that you can't do anything else. Some employers are a little bit more open. They don't mind you taking up a second option so long as you don't interfere with your current employment. So it really depends on what your terms of employment state. If it is permitted, I see no reason why you cannot work two jobs.
In fact, working two jobs is also unfair on current employers and might actually be counterproductive.
See, when I'm supposed to work only 8 hours, in fact, to overcome the cost of living, I'm already doing some extra overtime. And on top of that, if I were to be asked to do another job, it is overtaxing my capability and ability. Of course, it will become counterproductive. When you are already employed full-time and you are, then on top of that, you are doing a part-time job, it is not fair on the part of your full-time job because your efficiency and productivity will be lowered by spending more time in doing another job. So you are not fair to your initial employer. I think it is not.
Is the issue confined to new entrants into the labour force and minimum wage earners, or is this a broader issue? Gopal thinks it is.
Well, minimum wage plays a role, but in addition to minimum wage, those who are above the minimum wage also need to be adjusted accordingly based on the cost of living. The minimum wage is only applicable to those who are new workforce who is entering into the industry. Whereas those who work for many years, their income also not sufficient based on their actual cost of living. So that is why we say that government has to come up with a concrete plan how the Malaysian worker's salary could be adjusted accordingly.
But what has been the key driver behind the need for Malaysians to work two jobs? According to Man Wai, the income expenditure gap and inflation have played a part.
Well, cost of living definitely has escalated a lot higher than salaries have been going up. Salaries have been going up on average probably about 3%. And the cost of personal inflation It depends on your lifestyle, but that could run anything from about 5 to maybe something higher, maybe even as high as 8, 9, 10%. It also depends on what you do with whatever savings that you have currently. If you are just leaving it and not doing anything with it, your purchasing power is reducing.
Man Wai thinks being more financially aware and cutting back on items we don't really need is key. Here are some specifics.
Okay, the first thing is you have to look at your cash flow statement. You have to look at your income as opposed to your expenditure. If your income is higher than your expenditure, that's a good thing. If it's the other way around, then you need to do something really drastic. You need to find out ways to cut down on your expenditure so that at least you don't overspend what you're earning. Once you've done that, then you are in a position to see whether you can patch some of the holes that you perhaps have in your pockets. Can you cut down on certain things which are not really necessary? At the start of the year, a lot of us make New Year resolutions. We may make a resolution that we want to lose weight. So we sign up for a gym membership. Perhaps we may sign up for a 3-year gym membership because it's a lot cheaper. But are we making use of that membership? Would it be cheaper to cut out some of these memberships that we have perhaps used for 1 or 2 months and are no longer using anymore? So we have to look at what our so-called latte factors are, luxury expenses that we can trim. And once we go through that exercise, we find that we perhaps have more savings that we can put into investments and make our money grow.
So how else can this problem be fixed? Gopal stresses the role of policymakers and employers in helping cushion the impact of higher living costs.
The issue crop up because many Malaysians are claiming their income is insufficient for their, cost of living is going up very high. So I think the policymakers has to come up with a concrete plan to improve the income of the Malaysians or stop the cost of living is increasing every day. So they must take the initiative to stop the increasing of cost of living or increase the salary rather than asking us to spend more time outside the family, which is not productive. Yeah, in fact, based on National Productivity Center or Corporation now, the productivity is increasing, although it is not very high, but it is increasing. At the same period, the workers' salary were not adjusted accordingly. And it is a time for them to review based on the productivity, why not employers are given more than what they are supposed to get. In fact, at one point of time, it was 33.6. Now it has dropped to 32.9. It shows that employers are not focusing on increasing the workers' salary. At the same time, they also must focus on giving a proper training and retraining, especially on the vocational studies. So the employers also got a role to play to build the workforce which is required at this point of time.
Poor financial management, a rising cost of living, and low wage growth have certainly contributed to Malaysians' current predicament. Will we see things easing up anytime soon? Only time will tell. That was Lee Man Wai, financial planner at Success Concepts. Earlier, you heard from MTUC Secretary General Gopal Krishnam. I'm Keith Kam, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.